From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Charles Wesley Godwin. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Another 10 to 2 on a weekend night. My voice is worn and my hands are right. I've been singing my songs all night long, telling these folks about things gone wrong. My screaming, crying, cussing moan echoes through the holler with a lonesome tone. With a lonesome tone. Thing or two about me, but truth be told, there ain't much to see. I'm just waiting on the boss to throw a few bills so I can fill up my tank and eat my fill. And I pack up my case and away I run, trying to make it home for the morning sun. For the morning sun. And I do my best train for the rest of my days, despite the fact that it's short on pay. Cause I ain't no good with hammers and nails, if these songs save a fortune on drinks and pills. On drinks and pills. Train for the rest of my days, despite the fact that it's short on pay. Cause I ain't no good with hammers and nails, if these songs save a fortune on drinks and pills. On drinks and pills. On drinks and pills. These songs save a fortune on drinks and pills.
Thank you. Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Eric Hess, here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 568th live performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Charles Wesley Godwin. Charles' sound is shaped by the time-weathered hills and hollers of his home. Charles is a singer-songwriter, born and raised in West Virginia. Nowadays, if you want to find him, you'd look in any dive bar, cafe, or live music venue in Appalachia. Tonight, Charles is here with us. Please welcome tonight's guest in a concert performance on the Red Barn stage, Charles Wesley Godwin.
Keep on turning, keep rolling through the sky. I watch you from these meadows where my granddad worked his life. Your pearl white wings and soaring spine rise high above the pine. Just like I saw, one day you'll fall on these very same ridge line. The cabinet factory back in town closed its doors for good. It's been a few months and folks are moving, oh, they're selling firewood. I sell my craft for half its price to city folk passing by. In a covered shack by the side of the road with a cardboard furniture sign. But I say I'm lucky, I suppose I made it through the undertow. That can trap you in a cold dark holler, baited by an overdose. I make it out, these hills are pretty damn nice. You can step out of your back door and get your supper every night. Women round here ain't the fickle kind, their word is their bond. When they say I do, that means for life. They got your back when times get hard. Coffee and a sunrise is a sight to see in fall. All the dancing leaves and a chilly breeze can help you forget it all. Windmill keep on turning, keep rolling through the sky. Just like I saw, one day you'll fall on this very same ridge line.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Eric Hess, speaking with Charles Godwin. Here's Eric.
Charles Wesley Godwin. Now, your voice really draws people into your songs.
That's a good thing, because my guitar playing certainly does not.
So let's talk about that. You know, most guys, they start guitar, maybe want to be middle school rock stars, but your bio says you didn't pick up a guitar until you were about 19 years old. So how did you come to that?
I didn't do any playing growing up. I didn't even sing in church. Never thought I could sing. Just nobody in my immediate family played music growing up, so I just figured, I probably can't either. When I was 19, I really wanted to play football for West Virginia University, and that didn't pan out. I tried to walk on a number of times, but it never worked. So I found myself in college with all kinds of free time. The finance program at West Virginia is not that difficult, so it leaves you a lot of free time in the evening, especially your freshman year and sophomore year. So I decided I wanted to do something productive, so I picked up a guitar. And that's kind of how it all snowballed from there.
Did you discover your singing voice at the same time, or did that
No, it was just something to do on the couch in the evening, so I didn't really sing along with much, and it took about a year to get chords together because I wasn't really all that into it until I could start singing songs, and then I really kind of found, I was like, hey, I'm okay at this. So that's how it got started.
Was there an epiphany at some point where you said, wow, I could do this?
First gig, when I got paid, I was like, well, that was the easiest 150 euros I've ever made in my life. And that's when I decided that I could do it.
I never would have guessed it in 100 years or more I'd meet a lowland angel like I'd never seen before. She grew up where the sun does run hard across the sky. It sweetened her up nice like some strawberry wine. I crowned her in my mind, my strawberry queen. I ain't cut out for royalty, never saw myself a king. No blue blood in these veins, just a mountain boy with dreams. But I got caught up in her love like a storm down in the Gulf. The high winds wreck my docks, flood water rust my locks. My wave breaks on the rocks for my strawberry queen. I ain't the first to pledge my service to the crown. I know her subjects in the past let her down. Treasonous fools never come around this town. Or I throw my fists and give them hell and stand my ground for my strawberry queen, for my strawberry queen. I met her at a dance hall early one spring. Felt like Adam next to Eve staring at a fruit of God. So I wrapped a bow around my heart and placed it in a box of cherry wood. I asked her if she could take that box and do it good. She smiled and said she would, oh my strawberry queen. I ain't the first to pledge my service to the crown. I know her subjects in the past let her down. Treasonous fools never come around this town. Or I throw my fists and give them hell and stand my ground for my strawberry queen, for my strawberry queen.
Thank you.
So then you played some bluegrass professionally. How was life in bluegrass?
It was a ton of fun. Whenever the line pops into my head, I'm super excited to write some bluegrass songs in the future whenever they come to me. A real good buddy of mine plays the banjo, and yeah, I'd say I never stopped playing bluegrass. I just, stopped being in a pure bluegrass band.
Well, listening to that Union Sound Treaty album, I hear a lot of influences in there, notably some 70s, like Southern rock. I mean, Marshall Tucker, Outlaws.
Well, we're a band of we got all different kinds of influences and tastes in music. So, yeah, here I am coming from a bluegrass background, or not much of a background at all, not really knowing too much about music in general. Then our lead guitarist was very much rock-oriented in the 60s and 70s rock, and our drummer is a big Dave Matthews fan. Bass player's big-time, like, vintage country fan, so all that just kind of mixes in for our sound.
All does come through on that album,
yeah, so it's
too.
Got, like, that, yeah, it's got that southern rock kind of sound to whatever kind of voice I have singing along to the songs, you know.
Are there any contemporary artists that you're listening to today?
I listen to a ton of Ryan Bingham. I listen to a lot of Jason Isbell. Listen to a lot of Sturgill Simpson. I listen to a lot of Chris Knight, Kentucky Zone. But those are probably the main people.
If I grabbed your smart device and pulled up your playlist and hit shuffle.
Those guys, anything that they've done would be, I'd have everything on my iPod. And I bought it. Don't stream it. I bought it.
I'm going down to Charleston, through the shadow of the mountains this road winds, to close up towns, forgotten dreams and welcome signs fading far behind. Gold country, I'm thankful for the sons who died and didn't bat down from a federal fight, where the lead lies still and the smoke still rises on the Blair Mountainside. Cold country, it put a roof over my head and the armor on the tanks in Normandy. A light shone bright in the hands of its care, from the western skies to Washington, D.C. Now it lies broken, I am cold, and it's gray of Appalachian stone. Cold country, tokens to a company store, as for government stamps and codings for. We may have won a few battles, but we lost the war. Now we're slaves to poor. Cold country, it put a roof over my head, armor on the tanks in Normandy. A light shone bright in the hands of its care, from the western skies to Washington, D.C. Now it lies broken, I am cold, in its grave of Appalachian stone.
Thank you.
Well, listening to your songs, I can feel the influence of the region that you're from, Appalachia, most notably coal mining, from your Sorry for the Wait song, which is kind of a tragic apology to a miner's family,
yeah.
And then the Coal Country song, which in the spirit of the LNN Doesn't Stop Here Anymore, or Bruce Springsteen, Youngstown, is you know, kind of about leaving the region and what it kind of does to it. Those songs feel important.
My father was a coal miner. He's not any longer. He's an engineer for a company up in Morgantown. But yeah, it's just something I grew up around, and a lot of family members were in the industry, and it's something that plays a big part in our state's economy. So just growing up where I grew up, you can't escape it, and plays a big role in everything. Like even businesses that have nothing to do with the industry are still affected by it. And it's just, when I started writing, the first thing I could latch onto were the things that were around me. So that's kind of why I wrote about them. And the history is interesting to me too. So I kind of like to mix those two things and make up kind of stories about true events. But you know, the Sorry for the Wait song, I didn't know anybody in particular, but that's just the kind of situation that would have happened to somebody on that day, you know, so.
I ran these hills since the day I couldn't stand, and I worked the mines since the year I turned 10. We got married and danced to Cannon and Dean, and I held our baby with your eyes at 17. And I kiss you goodbye beneath the December sky, and I walk to work through Monongah to the mine, through King Cole's on to the wall that I pine. That day cut short, is sparked by the divine. So don't go weeping so long. Sing the melody of our song. As I'm back in the clay where I'll find you someday. Oh, my darling, sorry for the wait. Talking at me, honor towards the mind. It's amazing how your voice echoes inside. And the winter breeze tugs at your hair. Just know that it's me with a grin standing there. So don't go weeping so long. Sing the melody of our song. As I'm back in the clay where I'll find you someday. Oh, my darling, sorry for the wait. Don't go weeping so long. Sing the melody of our song. As I'm back in the clay where I'll find you someday. Oh, my darling, sorry for the way. Yeah, I'm sorry for the way. Oh, darling, sorry for the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your bio also said your grandparents had a general store.
Yeah, the Seitz family, my grandmother's family, they had a general store in Wungo, West Virginia. It might have been the late 1800s when it opened.
How did all those experiences shape your sound?
I like to latch on to like the landmarks and the imagery and a lot of the stories that I heard growing up from people, and you hear about different characters around the hills there, and you kind of embellish sometimes on it and just come up with stories and characters, and that's kind of how it all comes to be. It's probably just about every song has things from my childhood that come out in one way or another, almost every song.
Talk a little bit about your songwriting process. Do you have a process, or do songs, are they just coming to you? Or
like we've already explained, I'm zero formal training to me, and I'm just kind of winging it as I go. So the writing, sometimes I'll think of the melody first, sometimes just a line will pop into my head and I'll grow off of that, and then sometimes I have a story in my head that I just want to start, you know, sit down and try to figure out from start to finish. So I think that's just about every single possible way a song can be written, and that depends on the song.
Now on the Union Sound Treaty album, are those co-written songs or are those all your songs?
Let's see. No, every single one of those were mine. Yeah, those, all 10 of those would have been mine, and some of the first songs I'd ever written, and kind of picked out what we wanted from my first, you know, couple notebooks, and that's kind of what ended up on that.
You're still active with Union Sound Treaty, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we're playing this weekend in Washington, D.C. on Saturday.
Windmill keep on turning, keep rolling through the sky. I watch you from these meadows where my granddad worked his life. Your pearl white wings and soaring spine rise high above the pine. But just like us all, one day you'll fall on these very same ridge lines. Cabinet factory back in town closed its doors for good. It's been a few months and folks are moving, oh, they're selling firewood. I sell my craft for half its price to city folk passing by. In a covered shack by the side of the road with a cardboard furniture sign. But I say I'm lucky, I suppose I made it through the undertow. That can trap you in a cold dark holler, baited by an overdose.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Charles Wesley Godwin, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Charles Wesley Godwin after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.